Hello, it's the 13th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton dentist has been honoured with a BBC Sports Personality Award. Walid Mannan of Luton received recognition as the East Unsung Hero at the event. Mannan, 47, founded his social media revolution site when he realised that people from minority and ethnic backgrounds were less likely to participate in physical exercise, a fact echoed by Sports England. After 2 years, among revolutions offering are badminton, swimming, circuit training, running, cycling and cricket. 400 members now participate in physical activity on a regular basis. Mr. Mannan will compete with those recognised from other regions of the nation when a single winner is announced on the 19th December at the BBC Sports Personality of the Year Awards. As of the 1st of January, fitness instructors using Bedford Borough Parks will require a paid permit. Portfolio holder for Environmental Councillor Charles Royden said, "People running fitness groups are charging people. It's only fair that they pay a small fee to maintain these parks." Bedford Hospital is set to receive close to £6 million as part of a larger £700 million government investment in hospitals across the country. Locally, a portion of the funds will be used to create 20 outpatient rooms with multi-purpose usage. The MP for North East Bedfordshire, Richard Fuller, said, "We are doing more than ever to support people to stay well this winter." Bedfordshire's most expensive and private street is The Drive in Oakley. Oakley House, offering 10 bedrooms and 7 bathrooms, commanded the highest price in the area when the house, previously owned by the Duke of Bedford, sold back in 2007 for close to £3 million. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.